Hi there, this is Petra Haller. Today I'm speaking with Jair Sass, one of our Uptown Summer participants for the year 2019. Jair, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm pretty tired today. I feel like I'm comedically tired, like always. That's just like my shtick.
Yeah, that's your character.
Yeah.
So this is the last week of the Uptown Summer program. How has it been going so far?
Well, it's nice because it was a new experience for me. There's a lot of activities that I did here that I've never done before. It was quite fun. I enjoyed it and met quite a few people.
Has it been taking you out of your comfort zone?
Only partially. I'm not really an outside person due to the sun not being friendly because, you know, it just doesn't like me. When I was born, it said, I'm going to make this person feel bad with sun rays. But it was all right.
What are some of the skills that you've acquired this summer through the Uptown Summer Program?
Leadership, that was the goal that we had set. So I learned a bit about that. I learned more about like art stuff too, Photoshop. I got to practice a bit of that. I learned that I really enjoy doing stuff for the radio. That was awesome. Learned how to use Audacity, edit the audio and stuff. So yeah, I learned quite a bit.
Now, I've heard that you also are a visual artist. Could you tell us a little bit about what you like to do with your visual practice?
You mean like digital art? Because is that what you mean?
That counts.
Oh, yeah. I draw a lot at home. I actually just started picking it back up. I've been drawing more anime-ish characters lately. I've been drawing for quite a few years. I started digitally drawing like 4 years ago. I didn't get my tablet until like 2 years ago. So I feel like I've definitely improved, but I still have a lot of things to learn. I'm still trying to figure out how to do line art and coloring better. And then I'll try and move on to more complicated stuff like shading.
Now, in your public school that you attend, do they give you any opportunities for working on these skills?
No, not really. I'm in a special ed school because of anger issues, so a lot of the stuff is limited. But I might be going to Youth Build for my junior and senior year that will give me the opportunity to learn things I more want to learn, and I will be able to do a trade to practice more skills for like a career I want to pursue. So, but in terms of normal school, then no.
What are some of your goals for the future, for like these next couple years, and maybe your dreams for that career that you'll have when you're an adult?
My goal for now at the moment is to at least get done with high school, get my diploma. I don't know, like college isn't like a guarantee on my mindset, but if I ever feel up to it, yeah, I'll definitely go. I want to go for psychology because I love helping people, so being a therapist would be nice. To minor, maybe philosophy. It's interesting, but it's not exactly an ideal career thing to major, because there's not many fields out there that require a degree in philosophy. I don't have too many goals at the moment. I'm trying to keep it simple to not overload myself and get stressed out.
That's fair. Yeah.
My biggest dream is to go to space, because I love space. I've always loved it when I was a kid. It's very fascinating. There's so much that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't explored many planets. Like, I don't know if you heard, but the drone, the rover thing that was on Mars, passed away not too long ago.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he's somewhere on Mars, destroyed.
Oh man.
It was pretty sad to hear about that as a fan of space.
Hmm.
We lost a good soldier.
From working with you these last 4 weeks, coming up on 5 weeks now, I've observed that you're a very insightful, well-spoken, intelligent young man. And so we've mobilized that by getting you involved with the radio here. Can you talk about what that experience has been like for you?
Well, some people find it hard to believe, but I used to not always be like that. If you met me, like, I would say 2 years ago, maybe even less, I was not a talkative person. I didn't like people. I was very grouchy. I would get very upset easily. It was a high point in my life where I was a bit depressed more. So, yeah, 2 years ago, not really my strongest points, but I've worked on that. My experience here with it, though, I've definitely, like, it's helped me improve a lot more, and it's opened my mind to more pathways. Before the sanctuary, I would have never thought to, you know, do stuff with the radio at all. Like, it never crossed my mind, but on the first day when we stepped into the studio and sat down to do little short interviews with each other, I was blown away. It was very interesting.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. The freedom that you have with it is amazing, because a lot of careers, you have to do a set thing. Otherwise, you're going to lose that job. But with the radio, you have the ability to expand on things you want to learn about more. Like the interview that I did last week, I got to learn more about something I wanted to learn about instead of an assigned task. You know, so that's great.
We've talked about this before, but maybe we could talk about it again. If you think that you'll keep doing podcasts and interviews after Uptown Summer has ended, what do you think?
Yeah, totally. I plan on starting a podcast with like two of my best friends, actually, because I always listen to podcasts when I draw or if I'm just playing games. That's probably what I'm listening to. Sometimes I'll listen to music, but most of the time it's podcasts. My favorite podcast at the moment is the Misfits podcast, which is a couple YouTubers talking about stupid things that they've done. But it's very funny and entertaining to listen to. But yeah, I've always been fascinated with it, and I've always wanted to do my own because I have quite a few stories, and I guarantee my other two friends have quite a few stories too. So I feel like it wouldn't be too hard for us because we always sit down and talk for hours about dumb things or whatever, sometimes in more of a serious conversation. But, you know, I feel like we're wasting all of those stories and not any other people can hear it. But that's one thing I definitely want to do. I might try and come back to the sanctuary after Uptown Summer to help out with the radio and stuff.
I really hope you do. Story.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to share with the listeners about your experience this summer or about who you are, what you're passionate about?
I definitely want to recommend people to come volunteer at the sanctuary because it's a very nice place. I feel like it's very underappreciated. I've never heard about this place until I came here to work. And I feel bad about that because they're doing great things here. Everybody's doing, like, trying their hardest to spread the word about things that aren't talked about on, like, mainstream news. Everything is more international now. And, you know, the sanctuary is trying to keep it local. Stuff that we need to know to better ourselves. Like, we're doing the project with the water, testing our water. See, I wouldn't have known stuff like that. In all reality, I would have still thought my water was kind of bad because we live by the Hudson and that's where some of our water comes from. So, you know, this place is teaching people a lot of good things and it's helping the community out a lot. So that's definitely one thing I would say. Other than that, I've had a fun experience here. It's opened a lot of pathways for me. It's made me more social because I don't have many friends. That's not really, like, people don't want to talk to me. It's more I don't want to talk to them. But I felt like it would be rude if I just sit there staring, like, and not talking to anybody here when everybody else is. So, you know, it's been more sociable.
Good. I hope that these are connections that will stick over the next years.
Anything I learn, I usually keep in my brain. Otherwise, like I said, too, I would still be like I was 2 years ago if I didn't, so I try and stick to the things that I feel like will help me grow as a person.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's one of the better skills I have. It's definitely improving on things.
I think you have a bright future ahead of you, Jai. I look forward to seeing what you do.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for your time, Jai.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun.